26.3EDE01040920250726, audio. Let's keep things simple. The helium in a double tank will keep the hydrogen temperature stable. Part of this gas will be in a gaseous state in a buffer zone and will buffer the tank from freezing in the event of problems. That's the theory. Now let's move on to the problems. If the tank is long, it's possible that the helium's temperature rise will be too high to stabilize the entire tank. There is a way around this problem. I'm thinking here of tubing connected to the helium tank that will run around the entire tank lengthwise. In short, the helium will act as a coolant to stabilize the temperature. Sketch EDED108 illustrates this idea. Tubing and a double tank are possible avenues for this principle. For the temperature, it should work. This analysis is based on a tank that is not in the operating phase. Modulating the temperature will also modulate the pressure. Now, we know that the solid phase of gases is also related to pressure. We must therefore consider delta T and choose a safe stabilization temperature for the hydrogen. In the passive phase of the tank, this should work. Why talk about the passive phase? An ironic answer is to consider the active phase. In short, when the tank will power the running engines. Let's try to divide it into sectors. A. The tank travels alone in space. B. The tank is now connected to the engine, but they are not running. C. The tank powers the running engines. Yes, the exhaust heat from the SSV should help protect the tank from freezing. Here we are talking about points B and C. But should we rely solely on that? No. What is the space temperature near the Kuiper belt and in the shadow? Is this famous absolute zero still valid in this region? I don't know. Will this station one day be confronted with the Ars mode? My logic dictates that I should plan for tank stabilization, whether in active or passive operation. This has important implications for the design. A leakage temperature must also exist to protect the tank's shell. This leakage temperature will also be transmitted to the SSV. Even if it's low, it's no disadvantage. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This September 4th, 2007.